Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced with another episode of my podcast, okay? And I'm Alex Merced from alexmerced.com, generally like libertarian, economics junkie, yada yada. I'm a little heated because I was just watching Meet the Press, and they just the framing of this one question regarding short selling as if short selling's just evil. It should be made illegal. It should have never been allowed. And then they kind of conflated options in there as well. It's just maddening because it shows a complete sort of ignorance for what these products are and what their role is in the market. So I needed to come in here and have a chat with you guys to talk about what is short selling, what are options, and why do they matter? Okay, so bottom line, the reason why this whole thing is happening is because of some situation where I'm assuming, where the way the story sounds is like some people on Reddit basically pumped up some stocks, and we saw sort of a huge run in GameStop, and even affected the crypto market. Like, there was this really bizarre run in Dogecoin, which was unfortunate because like I sold all my Dogecoin right before like that giant jump. Oh, that was painful to watch, but bottom line is you saw this was just really sort of bizarre volatility in the market this week. And you know, whenever you see volatility in the market, people always want to blame the short sellers. They want to blame derivatives. Volatility is volatility. Volatility just means there's a lot of people who have different opinions and there isn't a consensus. That's really what it comes down to. Okay, there just isn't a consensus opinion. But short selling serves a very important function. Now let's first just talk about what is short selling. Short selling is when you take, and this could apply to any asset, you sell somebody else's asset with a promise to give it back. So let's pretend you have a cell phone that I think I can sell to somebody for $100. I take your cell phone, I sell it to somebody for $100, and then I look for somewhere else where I can buy that exact same cell phone. And now I found somewhere where I can buy it for $70. I buy it back for $70, give you back the cell phone, and pocket 30. So basically, I sold it for 100. I sold your phone for 100, bought an identical phone for 70, pocketed the $30. That's what short selling is. So I'm taking the risk that maybe I can't find a phone for $70. Okay, maybe after looking, it turns out that the only phone I can find is 130. So now I have to pay an extra $30. So when you short sell, you do take a lot of risk. You're taking unlimited downside. Okay, and most broker dealers aren't going to let you short sell unless you're someone who can generally that risk is suitable. Meaning you generally like if you were a short seller who lost a lot of money, more than likely you are well off. And yes, it sucks that you lost a lot of money, but we shouldn't be decrying how markets work because some rich people lost some money. Okay? Just saying. And so it's always frustrating when I hear people do that, because short selling has an important function in what's called price discovery. When everybody buys and sells stock in the market, they're expressing an opinion on what the value or future value of that asset should be. Yes, a lot of people are speculating. They're just placing bets. But at the end of the day, a good chunk of that, because most of that's going to be institutional money, and it's not going to necessarily just be, Bob gambling his life savings on the side. It's large financial institutions who have analysts who are analyzing and they're studying and whatnot. And even then, they're still, to some extent, making a guess. But it's an educated guess. And the idea is that they're expressing their opinion on what the value of this company is. And the reason why this is useful is because it allows people to know what things are kind of worth. Okay, otherwise there just really isn't a way to know. Like, how do I know what the value of my assets are? I mean, if you've had a house, you might know, it's kind of tricky to kind of know what is your house worth. You might have an appraiser come in and tell you this number, that number, this number, but what you actually end up selling the house for may be something completely different. At least with a market, a liquid market for like securities, if AOL, maybe not AOL, whatever stock is like $80 today, I'm probably going to get around that price. I'm not going to necessarily sell it for like 50 tomorrow or have to buy it for like 200 tomorrow. For many securities. Again, not all securities are that stable. Again, crypto markets can be very volatile as well. But the idea is that generally you'll be able to sell your asset, you'll be able to buy the asset. So markets provide liquidity, they provide price discovery, and short sellers provide more, they're basically accountable when speculators get out of hand. Okay, sometimes speculators go nuts and they ride a stock price real high, like we kind of saw this week, although you had also a short selling dynamic this week, what's called a short squeeze. So what happens if a lot of people are short the same thing, okay, and generally it's just never a good idea to be on the same side as everybody else. What happens is when the price goes up, so let's say GameStop starts going up because everyone starts buying GameStop for random reasons, something to do with Reddit. If you were someone who was shorting GameStop, you're like, oh no, I have to go, I don't want to lose any more money, so I'm going to go buy back the stock before I lose any more. Okay? So then what happens is you have one short seller buy in, that pushes up the price a little bit more. Another short seller says, okay, I gotta cash out. So all these short sellers are trying to prevent themselves from losing money. So those people who initially pushed the price up, they forced all the short sellers out, they push the price up even higher, and you get what's called the short squeeze. It's a blip. It's a thing that happens. Okay. Now, of course, you generally, you know, there are consequences, because what happens, you have people watching on the sidelines, so people see like GameStop going up, so everyone's like, oh, I gotta go buy GameStop because it's riding up, and then everyone buys GameStop just trying to follow the momentum, and then eventually the short squeeze runs its course and those people are left holding the bag. So your short sellers lost money, all the people who jumped in on this swing lost money, everybody loses money. Not everybody, somebody's on the winning side of those trades. And yeah, that's not cool in a sense, like, you know, but that's not a reason to ban short selling. Now, if you are a marketplace and you are looking to, which places like the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, these are marketplaces that people can choose to use. Okay, nowadays all the markets are connected because of a rule called NMS. I'm not going to get into all that right now, but theoretically, if you are a marketplace, you would prefer less volatility, because if your clients lost all their life savings tomorrow, then they won't be your client the day afterwards. So generally the marketplaces themselves would like to monitor volatility in the markets, so they can put things in place so that way their participants don't do anything wacky. Okay, and then if those participants don't like it, they can go create their own market. Again, not quite so simple in today's world with current financial regulations, but theoretically, you know, you could. I mean, theoretically, it's still possible, just really hard. So the thing is, you don't need to make things like short selling and options illegal. The markets care about how they behave and how they do this thing. And because also those marketplaces are oftentimes guaranteeing a lot of these contracts. They're the ones who end up holding the bag if these participants aren't financially able to meet these obligations. So exchanges have every reason to set up their own rules that their participants consent to by being a participant in their market, in their private market. So I'm not saying there shouldn't be rules. There's just, there's people who are already making rules, just sometimes they don't work. Sometimes things happen like this. But short selling helps price discovery. Short selling helps us discover what the value of something is, which allows companies to be able to figure out what they're worth, which allows them to determine how much capital they need to raise. So if a company needs to like raise more money so they can build out a new, let's say you're a restaurant chain company and you need to raise money to build another location, if you have an actively traded stock, you know exactly what percentage of the company you need to sell to raise that money. Okay, you'll know, okay, I need to sell another 1% of the company to raise the $200,000 we need to build this thing. Okay, it's becomes a lot easier to know how to raise capital. And that's why like stock prices matter. Like stock price goes up, that company can raise more capital by selling less of the company. Stock price goes down. And that's why people always tend to be anti-short sellers. If you are the company, you hate short sellers because they're affecting your ability to raise capital. If you are a stock, you hate short sellers because they're not preventing your price from going up more than it should. Okay, because short sellers, what their job is to identify people who are speculating. The job of a short seller is to identify stocks that are overpriced and sell them. So that way they don't get ridiculous. They actually help price stability. because they help fight against price bubbles. The problem is sometimes people overdo the short selling the same way people overdo the buying, and then the speculators jump in and they punish. So speculators punish short sellers and short sellers punish speculators. It's this tug of war. The problem is, again, you do have your mom and pop investors who don't know any of this. They jump in there on their Robinhood accounts and just follow the momentums. They follow. They just say, oh, look, this chart's pointing up. Let me go buy the stock. This chart's pointing down. They probably just would sell and not buy. Not your average person doesn't short sell, really. And this brings us to options. There is an alternative to short selling, because short selling, again, has a lot of risk to it. People can buy puts. So puts are kind of a proxy for short selling. I'm not going to get too deep into... I have videos on YouTube where I explain what like options are, puts and calls. But bottom line is, like, a put is a bet on the stock going down. But instead of being able to lose infinite amounts of money, you can only lose what you paid for the option. Same thing with a call. A call is like a bet on the stock going up above a certain price. And really all you can lose is the premium you paid to buy the actual option to have that exposure. So they're more limited risk. They allow you to kind of have the same bet, but at a lower risk point. So some people feel like, oh, you know, there's a lot of people buying puts. That might be a signal to the market to short sell. Or if a lot of people are buying calls, that might be a signal to the market to buy. And that has an influence on the price. Yes and no. Again, you're probably your average mom and pop investor is not buying calls and puts. Maybe a little bit, but not really. I mean, most of them are still confused on what buying a stock means. Let's just be real about it. Like, again, the people who are complaining about all this are rich people who lost money. Again, there are mom and pops who lost money too throughout this last week of volatility, but not near. But, you know, they don't necessarily get the same ear of the media, of the bureaucrats, than rich people who got burnt did. That's just the reality of it. So, bottom line, you need, but options provide another mechanism for offsetting risk. You can also use puts to offset your risk when you buy stock, which means more people will buy stock, meaning more market participation, which means more capital for businesses. Calls can be used to protect a short position. Okay, and that means more people will participate on the short side as well, which means more people willing to participate in the market means more capital. And that's the reason why you generally, markets don't want volatility, because they want more people to participate. And that's the reason why you want things like short selling, because they dampen volatility in the form of on the speculative side. And you want options because they allow people to manage their risk and be able to take on bigger positions at lower risk. Which allows markets to be more stable and allows there to be more capital. More capital does stabilize the market. Okay, because at the end of the day, think of the market as, you know, these two armies, the people who are long and the people who are short. Okay, the more people you have on both sides and the more ways you have to make sure that there's the equal amount of people on both sides, the more stable the price becomes. Okay, if a price is volatile, it's just because one side is overtaking the other. Which is a sign of several different things. And again, a lot of these mechanisms sometimes just get out of whack, but there's rules. There's so many rules. I used to train people on these rules. So far as tracking, like, how many short positions exist and whether those short positions are covered with stock, reg show, you know, then there's all these like limit up, limit down rules that limit how much a price can move within a certain amount of time. Like, there's so many rules in place for all these things. But at the end of the day, there's no amount of rules that's going to prevent the occasional outlier event. And it doesn't mean you should be banning things that 90% of the time are beneficial to everyone's lives because of the one moment that they may not be to some people. So that's my rant. You have a great day. My name is Alex Merced. You can see all my other stuff over there at alexmerced.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I'll see you guys later on. Have a great day.